Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says Philadelphia and surrounding counties could potentially go from the red to yellow phase of his reopening plan starting on June 5th. We find out more from KYW's John McDevitt.
Governor Wolf says over the past couple of weeks, there have been sustained reductions in hospitalizations, and efforts to slow the spread of the deadly virus, like staying at home, have been working.
We know not only that we succeeded in slowing the growth, but that our actions, our collective decisions to stay at home and avoid social contact, we know that all that saved lives.
He says 49 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties are in the yellow phase. Eight more counties will possibly join them on May 29th. The other 10, including Philadelphia and its suburbs, may go to yellow on June 5th.
Wolf says 17 counties will move from yellow to green next Friday, May 29th. Those counties will be Bradford, Jefferson, McKean, and Warren counties. Meanwhile, unemployment across the Commonwealth is at an unprecedented 15% right now, which is higher than the national rate. As KYW's Kristen Johansson tells us, state officials are working toward how they can help people get back to work as the counties reopen.
In April, Pennsylvania's unemployment rate jumped nearly 6% from March. Labor Department Secretary Jerry Oleksiak hopes that as the state reopens, the rate begins to drop.
We are tracking all this very closely. This is a situation that none of us have ever seen before, so we are doing what we can to address it immediately and as we move forward.
But he says just because some of the counties go from red to yellow doesn't mean the rate will drop, as some businesses and companies may not survive. The Labor and Health Departments, along with the Department of Community and Economic Development, gather as part of the governor's Path Forward work group to develop how they can boost and assist the state's workforce in a post-pandemic world.
What are we learning from this? What can we do to help businesses and workers readjust to the new world of work, whatever it may look like? What can we do to help shape that world of work?
A county-by-county breakdown of unemployment numbers is expected next month. And the Philadelphia School District says it's going to find a way to get caps and gowns to graduating seniors for next month's virtual graduation. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo with more.
At first, with Philadelphia in the governor's COVID-19 red zone, the school district didn't think it could safely distribute caps and gowns to high school seniors for its online graduation planned for June 9th. But parents and students continued to ask for them. Now, Superintendent William Heitz says it's going to happen.
We're going to come up with a plan to get young people caps and gowns, and we have to go through what is a complicated process because we have some 54 high schools that are all at various stages of securing the caps and gowns.
He says some schools have shipped the caps and gowns to students' homes, others still have them in their buildings, and some haven't even ordered them.
Heitz says the virtual ceremony on June 9th includes the Philadelphia Orchestra, an address by Mayor Kenney, and a surprise keynote speaker. And as Ramadan comes to an end and Eid begins, the Muslim community in Burlington County, New Jersey, is helping people who are food insecure during this pandemic. Here's the story from KYW's Kimberly Adams.
When the pandemic began, Morristown Sema Buta decided to roll up her sleeves and help others.
This crisis, a lot of people were suffering. It was the month of Ramadan. We do a lot of good things during this month. We wanted to do something good for our community.
Working with Burlington County Social Services and the Muslim community, she pinpointed people who were food insecure due to the pandemic and reached out to local restaurants for help.
We were losing business.
Bukhara restaurant co-owner Muhammad Owais Carney says his family's Burlington business was struggling too. That was reason enough to help.
We made meals. Saima and her colleagues came pick up the food.
Now, 50 to 60 meals a day are being delivered by volunteers wearing personal protection equipment to homes in Camden and Burlington counties, says Buta.
We have served thousands probably by now.
And Carney's takeout business has picked up too.
It feels good to make them feel better. This is a community that we tried to help.
Carney says since they've been making the free meals, the family business has seen a lot more paying customers. And the pandemic hasn't stopped the Phillies from putting together a big event with Philabundance, as we hear from KYW's Ed Bankin.
The Phillies have been a part of the Fans Feeding Families Hunger Relief Program with Philabundance for the past decade. But Philabundance Public Relations Associate Samantha Redemar says the program is a virtual one this spring due to the pandemic.
The Phillies and Citizens Bank reached out saying, hey, we understand this pandemic has really hit the Philadelphia region very, very hard. We still want to figure out a way to impact and make sure that people are being fed during these really turbulent times.
The program helps Philabundance deliver food in the area to those in need. Redemar says the Phillies and everyone else involved are stepping up during a critical time.
The Phillies, Aaron Nola as an all-star ambassador, have all really come together to really amplify the message that hunger has no place in our region.
The program runs through June 1st, and you can get more information by going to philabundance.org. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.